and above all by his cordial attitude to himself and his family. Rashevich was not a favorite with his acquaintances. As rule, they fought shy of him, and, as he knew, declared that he had driven his wife into her grave with his talking, and they called him, behind his back, a spiteful creature and a toad. Meyer, a man new to the district and unprejudiced, visited him often and readily, and had even been known to say that Rashevich and his daughters were the only people in the district with whom he felt as much at home as with his own people. Rashevich liked him, too, because he was a young man who might be a good match for his elder daughter, Jenya. And now, enjoying his ideas and the sound of his own voice, and looking with pleasure at the plump but well-proportioned, neatly cropped, correct Meyer, Rashevich dreamed of how he would arrange his daughter's marriage with a good man, and then how all his worries over the estate would pass to his son-in-law. Hateful worries. The interest owing to the bank had not been paid for the last 2 quarters, and fines and arrears of all sorts had mounted up to more than 2,000.
"To my mind, there can be no doubt," Rashevich went on, growing more and more enthusiastic, "that if a Richard Coeur de Lion